Christ is our peace, and through him we implore peace for all the world. Peace for the people of Syria torn apart by too much bloodshed. Peace in Africa, for Mali, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Central African Republic. Peace in Asia, above all, on the Korean Peninsula.
Cari fratelli e sorelle di Roma e del mondo intero.
In the first Ubi et Orbi message of his pontificate this Easter Sunday, Pope Francis invited the people of Rome and the entire world to ask the risen Jesus, who turns death into life, to change hatred into love, vengeance into forgiveness, war into peace. Sunday morning, St. Peter's Square was transformed into an open-air garden by a multitude of flowers and a mercifully warm sun after a night of storms, which was reflected in Pope Francis's message as he spoke of how Christ's resurrection makes even the most arid of land bloom. Despite the threat of more rain, the people came in their tens of thousands, filling the square and the long boulevard that leads to Bernini's columns, an estimated 250,000 people, to take part in Pope Francis's first celebration of Easter Mass.
Missa est, alleluia.
The mood was of solemn participation until the end of the celebration, when the Holy Father made a brief tour of the square and the multitude exploded in a unanimous cheer. Suddenly, the flags of the world were unfurled and banners from parishes and Catholic associations greeted the Pope, who later described St. Peter's Square as the heart of Christianity. The tour was brief, as the Holy Father entered the Basilica to make his way to the central loggia of the Hall of Blessings, from where he delivered his first ever message as Pope to the city of Rome and the world.
Che grande gioia potervi dare questo annuncio. Cristo è risorto.
And in that message, he implored God for peace. Peace for the Middle East, and particularly between Israelis and Palestinians who struggle to find the road of agreement, that they may willingly and courageously resume negotiations to end a conflict that has lasted all too long. Peace in Iraq, that every act of violence may end. And above all, for dear Syria, for its people torn apart by conflict, and for the many refugees who await help and comfort.
Pace per l'Africa, ancora teatro dei sanguinosi conflitti.
For unity and stability in Mali, for Nigeria, where attacks sadly continue, threatening the lives of many innocent people, including children who are often held hostage by terrorist groups. Peace in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo and in the Central African Republic, where many have been forced to leave their homes and continue to live in fear. Peace in Asia, above all on the Korean Peninsula, where the winds of war threaten conflict.
Pace in Asia, soprattutto nella penisola coreana.
Pope Francis appealed that the disagreements may be overcome and a renewed spirit of reconciliation grow. Peace in the whole world, he appealed, still divided by greed, looking for easy gain, wounded by the selfishness which threatens human life and the family. Selfishness that continues in human trafficking, which the Pope described as the most extensive form of slavery. Peace to the world torn apart by violence, a violence he said was linked to drug trafficking, and by the iniquitous exploitation of natural resources. Peace, he appealed once more, to this, our earth.
Exultet, iam angelica turba celorum. Exultet divina mysteria, et protanti regis victoria, tuba in sonet salutaris.
The transforming power of the Easter message was also the focus of Pope Francis's homily for the Great Easter Vigil Saturday night. He had appealed to people not to be closed to the newness that God wants to bring into our lives through Christ's resurrection. As the Exultet, or Easter proclamation, broke through the silence of Holy Saturday, and the Paschal candle which he blessed and carried illuminated the dark of St. Peter's Basilica, the Holy Father invited men and women, believers, non-believers, and those who have fallen away from the faith, to welcome God's surprises in our lives and not to be afraid.
Siamo spesso stanchi, delusi, tristi. Sentiamo il peso dei nostri peccati.
Reflecting on the fear of the women who found the empty tomb and the amazement of Peter on hearing the news as recounted in the Gospel, he noted, "Our daily problems and worries can wrap us up in ourselves in sadness and bitterness, and that is where death is." Pope Francis said, "That is not the place to look for the one who is alive. Let us not close our hearts, let us not lose confidence, let us never give up, because there are no situations which God cannot change. There is no sin which he cannot forgive, if only we open ourselves to him."
Cari fratelli e sorelle, rinnovo il mio augurio. Buona Pasqua.
And concluding Easter Sunday, to the joy of those who are gathered in the square and through television, radio and online media, Pope Francis said, "Dear brothers and sisters, I renew my wishes for a happy Easter. Bring to your families and your nations the message of joy, of hope and of peace that each year is powerfully renewed on this day. May the risen Lord, who defeated sin and death, support us all, especially the weakest and those most in need. Thank you for your presence and your witness to the faith." I'm Emer McCarthy.